in my life.
In a year, me, I will be done.
If you feel any cash?
Is anybody like that here?
Yeah, anybody.
Let me hear you say it loud and clear. Focus on Okoro.
Tonight, that every one of you, from now on, you will begin to excel.
Amen. Amen.
Who is the one fellow that you will stand beside him or her and say, you are the one who will get my attention?
Allows you to enter into overflowing blessings.
Redemption Way.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever, the same God that our fathers told us about his wonderful works, he is still God. But do you want to begin to experience or continue to experience a life of signs and wonders? Then prepare your minds to attend the 2012 Annual Holy Ghost Congress of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the week-long program full of diverse ministrations that will better your life. Holds between the 10th and the 15th of December at the Congress Ground, Redemption Camp, kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, Southwest Nigeria. The theme is Signs and Wonders. Ministering will be Pastor E.A. Adeboye, General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, and other men of God from across the globe. Come and receive the anointing so that signs and wonders can follow you always. You are made for signs and wonders. You have to live a life worthy of it. Jesus Christ can guarantee you that.
But by the time you are coming for next year's Congress, everybody will treat you special.
Amen. There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Them for a life-changing experience in worship. You're watching Redemption Way.
Anytime you want to lay hands on the sick for healing, attach the word, Father, it is written. I will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Mark chapter 16, verses 17 and 18. Mark 16, 17 and 18. And if you have to pray for the dead, don't be afraid. Quote the Bible. It is written. Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 to 8. Matthew 10, 7 to 8. Father, you are the one who commanded me to raise the dead. And touch his word. Father, I'm going for this interview. You are the one who said, I will be head and not tail. I'm tired of being at the bottom. I want to go higher. It is written. And when the war is raging, against you, when they begin to fire arrows at you, and I'm not talking of the arrows that deliverance ministers talk about, I'm talking about those who are accusing you falsely, those who are criticizing you, tell the Almighty God, it is written, they shall come against me one way, they shall flee. How many ways? I'm not going to fight because it is written, the Lord will cause the enemy that rise up against me to be smitten before my face. I will wait and see you do the smiting. People have asked me again and again. Each time they are criticizing you on television, on radio, in newspapers, you say nothing. I'm not supposed to do anything. My own is to wait and see. Because it is written. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 to 13, Isaiah 41, verse 10 to 13, my Father says, I will help you. I will hold you by your right hand. And I say, I will help you. Those who are incensed against you shall be as nothing. You shall seek them and you shall not find them. It is written. How many of you know that it is written that you shall succeed? How many of you know that it is written you shall be head and you shall not be tail? How many of you know that it is written you shall live and not die? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. A lot I've been speaking, only that I've been a bit carried away myself. The Lord said that someone here today said the problem started as an ordinary headache and it's already becoming something else. The Lord asked me to tell you, don't worry, he's taking care of that now. Thank you, Father. The Lord said that someone here tonight, he said what you need is a spare part from heaven, and he said he has released it to you. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said, very soon the enemy will come and confess. And they will say to you, each time we thought we had clipped your wings, you soar higher. All right. So Elijah said, that the people may know that you are God. You know, one of the things we are supposed to be doing when we go witnessing is tell the people who our God is. When you see idol worshippers talking about their idols, they call them by all kinds of names. Shago, Oloju something, Elereke something, you know. And they begin to call these idols some big, big titles. Why don't you talk about your God, the true living God? Matthew 1:21 says, he shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. My God is the Savior. Exodus 15 verse 26 said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. My God is the great physician. Psalm 23 from verse 1 to 6. Psalm 23 verse 1 to 6, my God is the great and comprehensive provider. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 75 verse 6 to 7, Psalm 75 verse 6 to 7, my God is the great promoter, he is the one who promotes. John 15, verse 1 to 5. John 15, verse 1 to 5. My God is a fruitful vine. In other words, Elijah was saying to God, prove today by backing me up that we are the Almighty God. You know, one of the reasons why people don't want to go out to witness is they're not even sure God will go with them. But I want to encourage you. When you go, my God will go with you. Several years ago, around 1974-75, I had a little group of young people. I mean, I was young then, and many of them were younger, so you will know. We formed what we called a group called Fishers of Men. And I sent them out in twos. And I told them, anywhere you go and you witness, don't argue with anybody. If anybody wants to argue, just tell them, listen, have you a problem? If they say yes, let us pray. If we pray and the problem is solved, then you surrender to our God. That is the confidence we have in Him. And some of you probably have had the testimony of two of these, my church, two. One of them is sitting on the altar here. It's no longer a young fellow. She's now an elder. They went to altar. This altar. And they got into the house of the chief herbalist in the town. And they began to talk to him about Jesus Christ. And the man laughed and said, well, I pity you because you are little children. How can you come into my house and be talking about any other God? He said, I am the God of in this town. Witches and wizards, we work together. Anybody who has a problem, they come to me for a solution here. He said, look up. And they looked up all over the house, all kinds of charms. And the children remember what I have said. Sir, you may be the chief herbalist in this town. We are not disputing that. But have you a problem that you cannot solve with all your charms? He said yes. Because he was working with witches and wizards, and these people always come for their own salary. And the salary is, anytime he got married and the wife became pregnant, they will come and kill the poor lady. I think, if I remember correctly, he was on his 17th wife. 16 had died. He was on his 17th wife. And finally, he had fallen in love with this 17th one, and he didn't want this one to die. The 17th one had become pregnant. As usual, the forces of darkness have come for their pay, and the girl was bleeding to go to that will lead to her death. He had tried all the charms. It wasn't working because of his covenant with the devil. And so this little boy, little girl said, okay, let us pray. And they pray in the mighty name of Jesus, blood stop. And they left to go to the next house to witness. All of a sudden, they looked back and they saw a man crying after them. My children, wait, wait. And they looked and it was the old man. She said, the bleeding has stopped. Come and tell me more about your Jesus. How many of you believe that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow? Do you believe that? Let me hear you shout hallelujah to him. You need to know your God. If you don't know him, you can't witness about him. I know him. I know that he has a name that is above every other name. I know that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Every knee. And please let me join my own to what one of my sons has said earlier on. My God answers prayers. He will answer your prayer tonight in Jesus' name. He said, and then he said, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of, he said, I worship you. I'm your servant, so thank you for what you've done for me. Let it be known today that I've done all this thing at your word. Attach his word to what you are saying, and let them know that you are God. And then finally, he now said, and that you have turned their hearts back to you. God, why am I asking for this miracle? Elijah said, so that these people can be converted. So that these people can be converted. One of my sons said so in his preaching. He said, why do you need a car if we are not going to use it for evangelism? Why do you need money if you are not going to use it for the work of God? Why do you want more than you already have? God has met your needs. You are not naked. You have food to eat. You have a house to live in. Why do you want more? It must be for the purpose of his kingdom and his kingdom alone. That's what he said. That these people may know that you have turned their hearts back to you, that they may have a change of heart. In Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to 12, Mark 2, verse 1 to 12, they brought in a man who was paralyzed from neck downwards through the roof. Jesus said, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. They began to murmur, who is this one talking about forgiven sins? Only God can forgive sins. Jesus said, all right, let's give you a miracle. Son, get up, take your bed, go. As soon as he got up, the people who had been murmuring suddenly said, ah, glory to God. We've never seen it like this before. The reason many prayers have gone unanswered till now is that the purpose for which you are praying has nothing to do with the kingdom of God. Let me assure you, make up your mind that from now on you'll be winning souls for God, you'll be doing everything to make sure that his kingdom is expanded on earth, and he will answer all your prayers. All your prayers. When the Almighty God said, son, we're going to cover the arena. You remember this place used to be open space. I said, amen. Thank you, Father. Because your children will come, I don't want them to sit in the rain. He said, we will cover it. Amen. Then he said, you are not going to take an offering for it. And then how is it going to be done? I told you the truth. I ran to the toilet. When he said it is you and I, I said, my faith can't take that. But you see here now, you are sitting down. If it's raining outside, it's not going to disturb you. There's nothing you want for his kingdom that he will not do. How many of you want to be a divine treasurer? Believe me honestly, before the end of this year, money will change hands. In Acts chapter 8. Oh, thank you, Father. The Lord said, there's someone here. He said, I've told you before. I'm telling you again. I will still surprise those who say you will die barren. Amen and amen. This one is specially for me. The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, there is a news coming. He said, it doesn't matter where you are, when you hear it, you are going to scream for joy. Another one for me now. So I say, yes, amen. The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, very soon, they will say it to your face. Are you the only one serving God? What about us? In Acts chapter 8, verse 5 to 8. Acts chapter 8, verse 5 to 8. The Bible tells us that there were miracles, signs, wonders happening in Samaria when Philip preached Christ to them. And there was great joy in the city. How come God was healing the sick, casting out demons, performing miracles through Philip, so that the Samaritans can be converted to God? That's when some of my children have said it again and again. The moment you become addicted to soul winning, Jesus said it, John 15 verse 16. John 15 verse 16. He said, you have not chosen me. I've chosen you. Thank you, Father, for choosing me. I've ordained you. Thank you for ordaining me. And I've sent you forth so you go win souls. Make sure your fruits abide. Don't just win souls. We're going out now. We're going to win souls. But follow them up. Follow them up. Bring them into the church. Don't just win them. Pursue them until they become established in the church. He said, anything you ask the Father, in my name I will do it. I was trained as a mathematician. And a mathematician knows the meaning of anything. When a mathematician tells you that this thing is true for all times, you can be sure it's true for all time. And God says, anything you ask will be done for you. The reason why I believe God has brought this topic up to tonight is because the miracle of someone can no longer wait. Because God will sit down in heaven waiting for you, because your miracle is somewhere out there. waiting for you to come and talk to him or her, to come and witness. I know a sister. For years she was praying, God, give me a husband, give me a husband. And God ministered to her, go out and win souls. Your husband is not in church yet. She went out, spoke to someone. That one gave his life to Jesus. About 6 months later, she came to me. I said, Daddy, I have a problem. I said, what's the problem? This new convert, this fellow that I've just won to Jesus 6 months ago, says he wants to marry me. I said, so what is wrong with him? You've been praying for him. God has brought him now. Are you going to? Today, they are one of the best families that I know. The husband is the head of the family, but he keeps on remembering that he is a convert of the wife. I know one brother. By the time I finish the story, a few of you will know him too. His prayer had always been, God, let me go abroad. Lord, let me go abroad. I don't know why. He just wanted to go abroad. And then one day, he witnessed to the, he was a driver, ordinary driver, this fellow who wanted to go abroad. Ordinary driver. I'm not even sure whether he finished primary six. He witnessed to the boss. The boss gave her life to Jesus. The husband of the boss became an ambassador. And they said, we need a driver over there. Come along with us. He's abroad now. God, I want to go abroad. God said, witness. Your miracle is waiting out there. I pray for someone here today that even as you go out to witness, among the souls that you will be the breakthrough you have been waiting for in Jesus' name. Let me conclude. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Whoever this fellow is, I rejoice with you before I tell you. The Lord asked me to tell someone here today, he said, your ultimate dance of victory is around the corner. When you read 1 Kings chapter 18, if you read it from the beginning, you will discover that before Elijah prayed, in fact, if you read it from verse 30 to 32, he did two things. First, he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. Two, he built a new altar to the Lord. Two things. He repaired the altar. God is waiting to answer prayers tonight. But please, if you are backsliding, repair the altar of God in your heart. Come back to God. Come back to God. Come back to God. You know you have drifted away from him. You know yourself. You know how close you were to God before. Now you are far from him. Come back to God. Come back. Then he built a new altar to the Lord. That is, those of you who have never even surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, do so tonight. Give your heart to God. One of my sons mentioned some of the prophecies at the beginning of the year. All you need to do, if you listen to the news, you will see all these prophecies already coming to pass. One of the prophecies in January on the international scene, God said power will change hands this year. How many of you remember? It's there. It is written down. Look at what is happening in the world. See how many people that nobody thought can ever lose power have already lost power. Because daddy said so. The same daddy is the one who also said, wealth will change hands. It is the same daddy who said, desperate prayers will receive mighty answers. When God says something, get ready for it. And we are already in June. And there are certain things that should be happening already by now that are not yet happening. Because some hearts are away from him, or some hearts are not even with him at all. So the first thing I want us to do tonight, because we are going to pray, is that every backslider must come back to the altar. Come back to God. And everyone who has not given his life to Jesus Christ before, and you are here tonight, come to God now. Because let me assure you, before this month is over, there will be some mighty testimonies. But it will be for those whose hearts are right with God. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, come now. If you want to be restored, you're a backslider, and you want to be restored to the Lord, come now. I'm going to count from 1 to 10, because of those of you who are far away. But I'm going to count fast. So if you want to come, you better begin to come now. 1. Two. Three. As you come, begin to pray. Don't wait for the others. Begin to call on Jesus, asking him to save your soul, or asking him to restore you and forgive all that you've done wrong, asking him to take you back. Tell him you're coming back as a prodigal son. You're asking for forgiveness. Just keep on praying even as you are coming. 7. Oh yes, keep coming. Keep coming. 8. And those of you who are clapping, keep clapping. They are coming, keep clapping. 9. The harvest had already started. Keep clapping. Glorify God for what he's doing. 8. And begin to pray. Begin to call on him. Ask the Lord to be merciful unto you. Ask him to save your soul. Ask him to restore you to fellowship with him. Tell him you will not backslide again. If you are a backslider coming home, ask him to please overlook all your sins. Ask him to be merciful. And if you are coming for the first time, ask him to please save your soul today. give you an opportunity to serve him. Give you an opportunity to taste him and see how good he can be. 9. And the rest of us, let's stretch our hands towards these people and pray for them. Let's intercede for them, that the Almighty God who saved our souls will save their own souls also. Let's intercede for them. Let's ask God to be merciful unto them. Let's ask God to forgive all their sins. Let's ask the Almighty God to cleanse them in his blood and give them a brand new beginning. Let's cry to God that he will restore every backslider to himself tonight. Let's pray for them. If you are already on the way, just keep coming. Keep coming. Make sure you get here before I finish praying. I'm about to pray for your salvation now. Keep coming. Oh, thank you, Savior. Only you can save. Thank you, Savior. Save these souls, Lord. Cleanse them in your blood. Be merciful unto them. Be merciful unto them. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Savior. Keep coming, keep coming. I wait another 30 seconds before I pray. Thank you, Jesus. Keep coming, keep coming. Hurry up. 10 seconds to go now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, those of you on the way, just keep coming. Make sure you get here before I finish praying. Father, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for your word. And I want to thank you for these people who have come forward now. You promised that whosoever will come unto you, you will no wise cast out. They've come to you now. Father, please receive them in Jesus' name. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Let your blood wipe away all their sins in Jesus' name. Save their souls tonight and write their names in the book of life. And let their hearts become an altar for Jesus Christ in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that because they have given their life to you, and because the backsliders have been restored back to you, from now on, when they call on you, answer them by fire. Give them a new beginning. Give them new testimonies. And let them serve you till the end. Please don't let them ever go back into the world. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Those of you in front, let me hear you shout hallelujah. I want to rejoice with you, because by the grace of God, from now on, I will be joining you in prayers. I'll be praying for you. Very soon, In the mighty name of Jesus, you'll be receiving miracles. And the rest of us, let's clap for Jesus as these people begin to go. You can see what God has done. Come on, rejoice. 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 Come on, put your hands together for the Almighty to give you some prayer points so that we can talk to God with confidence tonight. I can assure you, God answers prayers. He answers prayers all the time. He can do much more than you can ask. But until you ask, He's not going to give it to you. He said, you have not because you ask not. So I want you to pray with all your heart. First point is that I want you to worship Him generously. Worship Him generously. Spend quality time out of the 30 minutes just worshiping Him. Call Him by all the names you know. Worship Him generously. Call Him the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, my husband, the soon coming King, the lover of my soul. Call Him by all the names you can think of. Worship Him generously. Then, number two, thank Him for all He had done for you. And please don't forget all those things I mentioned that we take for granted. Thank Him that you can see. Thank Him that you can see here. Thank him that you can see speak. Thank him that when you want to eat, they don't have to feed you. You can put the food in your mouth yourself. Thank him that you don't have to beg before you wear clothes. Thank him that you are not in an hospital today. Thank him that you are not in an asylum. Thank him. Just keep on thanking him. When you have worshipped him generously, thank him abundantly. Then number three, you now say, Father, you always answer those who worship you. Please answer me now. Father, you always answer those who worship you. Please answer me now. Then number four, you say, Father, you are the one who said, that I should be fruitful and multiply. Make me abundantly fruitful. Make me abundantly fruitful. Then you can add physically, spiritually, and otherwise. Just make me abundantly fruitful. And number five, you say, Father, you promise all who go out to witness for you. That whatever they ask, you will give to them. Now, I am asking. Give to me. And then you list all you want to ask. All you have been asking in the past, and other things you want to add, you can then put them in. Is it promotion you want? Is it breakthrough? Is it success? Is it anointing? Is it marriage this year? Whatever it is you want, you can then put it in. You say, Father, you are the one who said those who go out to witness for you, whatever they ask, you will give. Now I'm asking. Because come daylight, I'm going out witnessing for you, so I'm asking now. Number six, you then say, Savior, please save millions today. Millions all over the world. Save millions of souls today. And number seven, you say, Father, you are the one who said that you have come that I may have life and have it more abundantly. From now on, let me begin to enjoy your abundance. that the one who said that you have come that I may have life and have it more abundantly, from now on let me begin to enjoy your abundance. Abundance in health, abundance of testimonies, abundance of breakthroughs, abundance in every area of my life. Please pray with all your heart. Remember, worship him generously and then thank him generously before you begin to make your request known to him. Let's begin to talk to the Almighty God. That God that you have worshipped will grant your request. The Almighty that you have thanked, we give you several more reasons to thank him. Beginning from now, any time you call on him, he will answer you by fire. As you go out to witness for him, he will turn all your requests to testimonies. You will be fruitful. You will multiply. You will enjoy abundant health. He will prosper you. Every door you knock at will be opened unto you. Where there was no way before, God will make a way for you.